If you are a great football player, the NFL will find you. And that's why the man next to me is such an interesting story. Hello, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Eagles linebacker Mike Tavares from the University of the Incarnate Word, which look, we're making a lot of conversation about this, Michael. And I want you to tell me all about the school in San Antonio, Division I in 2 years, and how you got there. I think it's fascinating before we talk about your burgeoning Eagles career. How'd you get there?
Well, it's actually a funny story. So I just decided I was going to transfer to the University of Arkansas and had no idea where I was going to go. And I was actually at my place watching ESPN, and I see this little snippet of what was really the Incarnate Word, and who was there? Ricky Williams was the coach there. And it was just, it was really random.
Williams,
it was Ricky Williams, yeah, the running back.
Okay.
And I've always been fascinated with Ricky Williams. And so watching him at this place, and there's like, oh, yeah, Incarnate Word. I was like, all right, whatever. It's a random school I've never heard of, but I threw it to the side. Well, then a couple of days later, I get a call from a really close friend of mine who I played football with in junior college. He's like, hey, yo, I'm at this school. You should definitely come and check it out. You know, you'll like it. And lo and behold, it was the same school. So I was like, all right, well, that's a sign. Like, let's go ahead and run with it. So no visit, nothing set up. I talked to the coach. I said, hey, you got a full ride scholarship. I was like, I'll see you in January.
Wow.
And it was simple as that. And the rest is history.
Football factory kind of place. I mean, people dream of playing at the Michigans and the LSUs of the world. And I know you were a very highly regarded player coming out of high school. What was the football environment like there?
At Incarnate Word?
Yeah.
It was actually a little bit different from coming from University of Arkansas. It was all about football. It was all about, you know, we're going to be a powerhouse team. We're going to do what we need to do to win. And I got to Incarnate Word. It was like, look, we're here because we love the game. We're here to have fun. And that's really why I considered and loved playing there. Because I got the opportunity to find love for the game again and really just enjoy myself and play football.
Do you feel like you got enough football instruction to the point where what you've done here in the last month is not like a foreign language?
Yes, definitely. I've learned so much in the past 4 years that I played ball. And Incarnate Word, they helped me specify on the smaller details of stuff. You know, I learned how to really play with my hands against a tight end, you know, what leverage I need to play with. And, you know, just as simple as my stance and how I bend to come off the ball. And it's the smallest details, they helped me at Incarnate Word.
You were more of a go up the field, pass rusher, yes, get to the quarterback kind of player there, right?
Yeah.
So how different has it been here playing linebacker for the Eagles and the responsibilities that you have? The idea that you actually have to drop back in coverage.
It's extremely different. First of all, I have to drop back in coverage. And you see everyone's passing off. You know, we've got number two can become number one. Number one can become number two. And I have to adjust my sight. So I'm looking left and right, left and right to see where the ball's going to go. When I used to just get on the line, I'm like, look, number two, number three doesn't matter to me. I just got to get to the quarterback. And so definitely my vision has changed. You know, I play things a little bit slower. And my reaction time is a lot faster now.
One little misstep in the NFL, that must be the big difference for you. The kind of the realization that if you take just a half moment of hesitation, the play is blown.
Yeah, it was yesterday's practice, actually. I was going one-on-one against a tight end, and he ran a seven cut and had outside leverage, and I was in the perfect position doing everything I needed to, and just it was like one small step. The quarterback threw a great ball. The receiver ran a great route, and I was exactly where I needed to be, but it's like it's half an inch, you know? And so he ended up catching the ball with one hand. I was like, there's nothing I could do with that. I was like, coach, what I do is like, look, hey, you played that correctly. That's just sometimes it's in the NFL, it's half an inch. That's all that matters, really.
Yeah, so the windows are tighter. The mistakes are any little mistake.
Everything.
Do you think even in a month's time that you've really grown as a football player, tremendously?
Absolutely. I mean, where I am from where I started and where I am today is night and day. Like I said, my reaction time is a lot faster. My vision's a lot better. And, of course, knowing the calls and the plays have definitely gotten better. But it just, like I said, it's a night and day difference from where I started from.
Mike, why the Eagles? What was it like for you draft weekend? And then I know that period of time toward the end of the draft, if you don't know you're going to get drafted, teams are calling you, trying to line you up. What was it like?
Well, my experience was definitely a lot different than most people. I knew that's all everyone was going to think about was the draft. I was like, you know, I don't want to think about it. I'm not going to worry about it. Whatever happens, happens. I actually drove to the beach that day, and I was at the beach by myself. I was like, you know, I'm just going to take it all in. You know, I'm just going to enjoy where I'm at. And like I said, whatever happens, happens. And so I was really trying not to think about the draft. I was like, it is what it is. But then, of course, you get to seventh round. I'm like, all right, my phone hasn't rang. What's going on? You know, now I'm obsessing. I'm watching the draft as it goes by. And then ultimately my agent's like, hey, yo, calm down. You're going to be fine. You know, it's everything is going to be fine. Then, of course, I started getting a couple calls. You know, I talked to a couple different teams, a couple offers on the table. And ultimately, it was just the best decision for me to come to the Eagles.
Okay.
Really.
Did you have other offers?
I had other offers.
Did they all want you to play linebacker?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because I'd heard, you know, you read all this stuff and people are like, well, is he a safety? Is he a pass rushing end? Is he a stand-up linebacker?
Yeah.
For your skills, do you think you are in the right place?
Yes, sir.
And this is the right position?
Yes, sir. That's why I came here.
What is the linebacker room like? Who are the leaders in there?
We've got, I mean, every single linebacker is a leader in their own way. Yeah. You know, they,
what do you look at and say, boy, I really, the way that guy studies is the way I need to do it.
Gosh, the coach, really. No, but they all definitely have one thing that they do good. And what I've learned, and which surprised me at first, is how much and how willing each of the older guys are willing to help out the young guys. You know, it's like, hey, look, they'll pull me to the side. Like, hey, look, your step needs to be here a little bit more than that. Or, you know, just make sure you put your hands up there. And, you know, inside shade more than outside shade. It's just small stuff there. So they've really helped us all out.
In your whole life, Mike, have you kind of always been the best athlete on the field? Until this point?
Yes. Yes, and definitely. Coming to the NFL is so humbling. Really, yeah. So humbling. I'm not the best player in the world, you know, but I definitely have very far to go, but you just have to work that much harder just to even be a blip on the map now. So, I mean, I kind of like it.
Yeah. Are you talking to people at home, or are you just all focused on learning, playbook, sleep, recovery, get ready for the next day?
I mean, I talk to them when I can, and they all know, they understand, and I'm busier than ever. So, I mean, it's playbook, food, sleep, and that's really what all it is. So,
why is it so important to you?
There's been so many people over my life and in my career said, look, you're not going to make it. You can't do it. And, I mean, I ran hurdles in high school, and so I know what it's like to actually go over hurdles. And so I use that analogy all the time, because every single time, you know, I've been over hurdles or had a hurdle in my life, you know, you just got to keep going, you know, just pick up your feet and keep going, you know. And most of the times, I mean, I could just close my eyes and just grunt it out, just keep on going. And then pretty soon when you open your eyes, you're where you want to be.
They say that the rookie year is a blur. Have you found that the first month here has been a blur, or has it really just been kind of, you know, step by step, I'm remembering everything, and it's gone by actually slowly?
Slowly, I don't know about that, but definitely it's been step by step. Yeah. You know, then also at times it feels like a blur. You know, it's when we first got here, I didn't know which day of the week it was, and it really didn't matter, because you just had to show up when you're told to show up and do what you need to do. But it's really just about grinding and just picking up the plays and then getting better each day.
But are you having fun?
Oh, yeah. I'm having a blast. We had a motivational speaker yesterday, and the thing that really stuck with me, he said, instead of thinking that you have the opportunity, you have to be here, you know, you have the opportunity to get to be here. So I say that to myself every single morning I wake up. You know, I get to go to practice. I get to be on the field, you know, because I know there's hundreds of thousands of guys who I play ball with or didn't even get the chance to meet, but didn't make as far as I did. So, yeah. I mean, I get to be here.
Yeah, that's great. And you're here. You got a long way to go.
Yes,
got a lot of work to do. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very
much. Mike Tavares, thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.